broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for FinTech South 2019. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we're back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, broadcasting from the FinTech South Technology Conference, brought to you by TAG. Mike Salmon with you with Business Radio X. And we've been talking to business leaders and technology leaders all day long. And joining us now up on stage is Shannon Johnson with Cardlytics. And Shannon, thanks for stopping by.
Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us about Cardlytics. What does your company do?
So my company is an advertising platform that resides within the digital channels of banks. So online banking, mobile banking, that's where bank customers see our offers and ads.
Okay, so if I'm a bank, what are some of the things that you would be doing for me?
Banks really want to get their customers engaged in their digital channels. The more engaged those customers are, the better they are with their business. They bring more deposits, they bring more transactions, and that really deepens the relationship with their customers. Our offers help do that. Their customers engage with our offers. They simply click an offer and then go use their debit or credit card and get cash back into their accounts. That's all mm-hmm. funded by the advertisers. So it's great for the bank because it engages their customers, great for the advertisers because they're reaching the bank customers that they want to reach.
How do you go out there and find your prospects? How do you get those banks to come on board?
Well, we've worked many years in doing so. I worked for one of the first banks, PNC Bank, that launched back in 2011. The company was started back in 2008, and at the time it was a very novel concept, this idea of using bank data and purchase data in order to target advertisements. But Cardlytics' secret sauce was figuring out how to do that in a private and secure way. And so we just worked with banks over time and have brought on not only PNC, but Bank of America, SunTrust, Chase, many different banks under our umbrella because they see the value for their customers.
And I'm sure over time you've seen the technology change. It seems to be changing overnight.
Very much so. Yes. In fact, it was really mobile banking that helped our platform take off. You look at the stats in 2010. I mean, iPhone launched in 2007. 2010, 20% of the population had a smartphone, now close to 70% do. So it's really that mobile channel and bank customers' engagement with that mobile channel that has really allowed our platform to take off.
Talk about your association with FinTech and what's going on today.
It's very exciting. Cardlytics is sponsoring 20 local Georgia students here to attend the conference and to learn about FinTech. We believe the future of FinTech is here in Atlanta. We want to be the global capital. And so we've brought many of our executives and employees to talk with the students, to talk with our peers here in the industry. We just want to be part of this great FinTech community that is here.
And I'm going to assume, Shannon, that Cardlytics is based here in Atlanta?
We are based here in Atlanta, right in Pond City Market.
What a great market to be in with, you know, the technology sector being so prevalent in Atlanta.
That's right. That's right. I mean, yeah, Atlanta is the payments hub. Before working for Cardlytics, I worked for SunTrust, and over the years have built many relationships, not only with the bank, but many of the processors and other fintech companies. There is so much knowledge in this town. It is stunning. If you have to phone a friend with a payments question, you'll probably be phoning an Atlanta friend.
Exactly. What is your chore day to day? What's your day look like typically?
I spend a lot of time with my bank clients, which I love to do. We're always thinking about how do we improve our program for their customers.
And you got a team that you brought here with you. Who's alongside you?
That's right. So we have our communications team, but we also have recruiters who are here to talk to folks. We have engineers. We have our analytics people. We are, after all, a data and analytics-based company. So we love to talk to all these students and other, you know, folks who are in that same circle in Atlanta.
Where do you see Cardlytics 2, 3, 5 years from now? What are some of the goals?
We want to continue to enhance our experience for customers because that in turn makes it more attractive, our platform more attractive for advertisers. So we will look at, you know, bringing in other experiences that many of the speakers have alluded to today. We're not just looking at other banks or fintech apps. We are looking at apps and advertising channels that consumers are engaging with, and we'll be bringing many more of those types of features so that, again, it just brings customers in and gets them using it.
Shannon, before I let you go, I'll give you an opportunity here to talk to a bank that's maybe not working with Cardlytics. What would you want to share with them?
I think it's a great opportunity to bring value to their customers. Banks should really strive to be at the center of not only their bank customer relationships, but at the center of their customers' commerce. And what better place to do that than in their mobile app? Customers check their app not only every day, but sometimes several a day. How much money do I have in my checking account?
Right.
When they check it, you know, they should see offers there, because then they can activate them and use them and save real money that goes right back into their wallets.
Do you find it's difficult to talk to some folks or talk to banks about coming on board that maybe are not grasping the technology like they should? Because the older generation, not unlike our kids and the younger generation, did not grow up with this.
Right. It was very hard at the start. And like I said, I was one of the first banks onto the platform, and it was very difficult to explain what we did and, right. and the value that it brought. Now it's easy because I just pop up, open many of the bank apps on my phone and say, hey, have you seen SunTrust Deals or Bank of Mara Deals or PNC Purchase Payback or Chase Offers? And you can show them right there, here is the great value that we're bringing.
And it's got to be great for you to do, because you've worked on that side of banking as well. I was in your shoes at one point.
That's right. That's right. Bank for 15 years. Yes.
For those that would like to find out more about Cardlytics, is there a website?
Yes, cardlytics.com, and we're also on all the social media channels, so check us out.
Awesome. And how cool is this here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
It is very cool.
You ever done any, did you just have lunch?
I had lunch.
First time I've ever had lunch inside a stadium like this.
It's pretty amazing. I just wish I had my running shoes on versus my heels. It'd be much more fun. I'd love to just do a lap here.
You could get your steps in for sure.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Shannon, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Great for having me. Thanks.
Shannon Johnson with Cardlytics joining us here on Business Radio X. A reminder, we're going to be broadcasting interviews all afternoon long from the FinTech South Technology Conference here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So stick around.